What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off, but if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you no, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal. All right, welcome to the hot seat, y'all. How are we? This is my first time I get a chance to talk to two people. This is new for me. I'm excited about it.
I'm
so
excited too.
Y'all can introduce yourself. Have y'all seen the hot seat?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Familiar.
What do you think about the hot seat?
It's entertaining for sure.
Yeah. We'll make this one.
But
not
it,
as entertaining.
It also helps you to kind of take a look within yourself as an entrepreneur and just kind of fix some of the areas that you think you need help
for
with.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
But it's entertaining too because gotcha. You do have some characters on the hot seat that.
What do you think?
I definitely think it gets you prepared for pitching.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
Yeah. So I feel like this is our chance to kind of pitch without pitching, so to speak. Yeah. But yeah, we're ready for it. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Let's get into it. Hold on. Let me take my chains out real quick. This is like my superpower. Get my bag. Right. Okay. So you all are entrepreneurs and tell me about who wants to tell me about the business?
I'll go. Okay. So my name is Tiffany Daniel Sai. I'm the founder and CEO of LaRayCo Signature Scent House.
LaRayCo.
Yes.
Okay.
And we curate intentional-based home fragrance to help uplift your mood and enhance your living space.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you said we started this
We started January of 2021.
Okay, got you.
Yes.
Were you entrepreneurs before this?
No. I had a full-time job as a fashion designer.
Okay. And so,
I was just a stay-at-home mom.
But you're still stay-at-home mom?
I mean, that job never stops.
So. Right, for sure, for sure. But you don't work anywhere else other than this company?
Other than this company, no.
Okay. So how did y'all come together?
Our moms are best friends and grew up together in the Bronx. So that's how, she's my god sister. That's how we know each other.
Oh, nice. Okay.
We're family. We're family.
And what's your role in the company?
I'm the CMO.
The CMO?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as a stay-at-home mom, what else did you do professionally?
Professionally prior to that? Well, I was a nurse. Mm-hmm. So that was my career that I went in and got a college graduation, college degree from. I'm so nervous. Mm-hmm. College degree with that. I did that for 12 years. Left nursing in 2013. I left doing OBGYN, and then when I had my second daughter, I decided to just plant myself at home and give myself to my kids. And then in doing that, I moved to Atlanta, connected with our family here, which is Tiffany and Raymond and the Daniels family, and then kind of just stayed at home still, just, you know, figuring out a new state, figuring out planting myself here, and giving myself to my children. And then when Tiffany started this business, I said, let's do it. You know, she came to me just as like to talk about it, just to communicate and be like, listen, what do you think? Let's, I'm going to do these scents. I just want your input on how this smells. And then we kind of just went all in. Yeah.
Good,
that's kind of how it happened.
And how do you get paid?
I don't.
Okay. And you are the CEO?
Yes, I am.
And what is Ray?
He's my co-founder, partner, everything, my advisor, everything.
Okay, so, but he's not in the day-to-day business.
He's not in the day-to-day, but we do meet weekly.
Okay.
So I have to keep him brief on everything that's happening weekly.
Gotcha. Your idea, your business. I'm interested in why you chose her as your CMO.
Because she has a great eye and a great ear, and she has great marketing sense. Like, she knows the marketing world from the, I think it's just a talent she has. She's okay. Like, she just has it. You know, some people have it, some people don't. She has it.
Gotcha.
So that's why I wanted her to come on board.
Okay. Year one, how many did we sell? Let me see them, actually.
Okay. So these are our air mist. We have five signature scents.
These are nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And these are our mini box candle sets, just you can see all five.
Okay. Oh, so, and are these a gift? Can I have these?
Yes.
Those are
for you.
Okay, good, good, good.
Those are for you.
You don't market it. You came up with that idea like, yo, we need to give them some. On camera, though.
Yes.
Absolutely.
This smells good.
Thank you.
The meditators and quality is like metal.
Yes. Yes. Very, this very great quality.
Okay. All right. So year one, what were our sales? Do we know?
Year one, we did $89,000.
Okay.
That was DTC, little marketing. We barely ran ads or anything. We just utilized our network.
2021.
We utilized our network. We did maybe about 10 events, 10 vending events.
Yep.
And we did a lot of lives on Instagram. So we made about $89,000 year one.
Yep. Year two?
Year two, things started to, you know,
get a little bumpy. A little bumpy.
I had an unexpected high-risk pregnancy, so I had to take a step back year two.
Wow.
So year two, we did $42,000 with no marketing, no email marketing, no nothing. It's just retaining customers, people hearing about the scents and keep
no hiring. Marketing, no email marketing. You didn't have a high-risk pregnancy, though.
I did not, no.
Which is CMO, which stands for Chief Marketing
Officer.
Yes.
So
why would we do no marketing in 2023?
Because things got rocky. I'll be honest, things got rocky. We went our separate ways.
Y'all started beefing.
No, I wouldn't call it beefing.
Not a beef, but
here's the thing.
Low key.
Yeah, go ahead. Go
I can speak on that. Low key, this was our baby, and then she had one.
Yeah.
In real life. So it's kind of like, whoa, wait, we have a baby right here, a newborn business that we're growing and blooming. Yeah. And then life happened. God gave her a son in real time and in real life. And it was kind of like, whoa, wait, so you're now having a real baby. So our other baby had to be put on hold so that this way she could have her real baby.
Yes. So that was the...
So it wasn't a beef.
It wasn't a beef. No, we're family.
To correct you, no.
I went ahead and gave her the blessing to do whatever it is that you're passionate about while I'm taking a step back. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, Dave, my husband and I make everything. So I'm wearing many hats, and these are the hats that I could not wear when I was kind of like on bed rest.
So you didn't
make
any candles at all?
We made candles. We had candles made. We just didn't do any marketing. I didn't go out and do any events. So
that's what I'm saying. If you're the CEO and you're making sure the product gets done, you having a baby shouldn't interfere with the marketing. Why? Because you have a CMO.
That is true.
That's what I'm trying to understand. It's something you're not telling me.
So the baby, when I got pregnant, the belief that we were going to take over the world just kind of went downhill.
Right.
Because it was just the wrong timing. And the belief system that we, you know, my brother too, he was mad that I got pregnant because he's like, we're supposed to take over the world, you know. So it just stopped. Everything just stopped.
Okay. What exactly did you have to stop?
I had to stop. First of all, I burnt myself out. That's number one. I burnt myself out, and I did not give myself the time to nurture my mental health in addition to now my health. Mm-hmm. You know?
Let me explain something to you. If it's not a baby, it's going to be something else that's going to burn you out. That's just how this thing works. You're not going to stumble and trip on $1 million. It doesn't work that way. Everything that comes across your plate that's hindering, you have to keep going forward. You want a seat at the table, but what if you want a seat at an award show, a seat at Fashion Week, or a seat with the board of directors for a cause that excites you, a career that puts you in the driver's seat where your passions become your purpose? Do you love the world of music, the excitement of high fashion, or perhaps you're driven by a desire to make a difference? No matter your passion, accountants are helping to lead the way to keep the music playing, the runways alive, and communities thriving. Imagine being an accountant, working in the music industry, working closely with your favorite artists on their financial strategies, or picture yourself as an accountant working in fashion, an essential part of the production process, helping designers thrive. Or how about an accountant working with nonprofits, impacting the community by guiding fiscal decisions? Well, Deloitte's Making Accounting Diverse and Equitable, or MADE, M-A-D-E, is here to help you seize that seat. They're redefining accounting, especially for high school and college students, with a core focus on making a difference. If you're on the hunt for a career where your passions meet potential, take a moment to visit Deloitte MADE's website at DeloitteMADE.com. DeloitteMADE.com. Wherever important decisions are being made, accountants are helping to lead the way. The future of accounting starts with you. Two things. I'm surprised she's still working with you because you hit a bump in the road and now you're like, you stop and then, all right, now we're ready. I'm surprised you hired her because she has no marketing experience. I don't know what's going on right here.
You got to take a chance on people. That's just life. You know, like if you go around saying to people, like, you got to have the expertise and experience before I hire you, there would not be a lot of people that are self-made. Like, for instance, I have no fashion degree, but somebody was able to take a chance on me and hire me to be a designer and train me. So I believe there's space there's space for that. And I believe that she has it. Okay. You know, she's still nurturing some things, you know, that she needs to, you know,
of course,
work on.
Learn.
You know, I'm
grow.
Still nurturing myself and I'm still learning on things. So that's what I'm forgiven.
It was a
Dave.
Risk. Here's the thing. It was a major risk on both our parts, right? On Tiffany's and my own. For me to say to myself, I'm going to attach myself to your dream.
Yeah.
This is your dream, your baby. This is what you want to do. It may or may not be something that I see for my career path or something that I definitely want to do full time. But I trusted her and she trusted me. And she was like, listen, Jen, I know you have a great eye and I know you know brands. I know you know trend forecasting. I know you know this stuff just because you do it naturally.
Yeah.
So these are things that are just in your gifts that you may not have had to go to school for, or it's something that you don't have the actual education for, but I believe in you. And then I said, and I believe in you. And she said, okay, so then let's do this together with the help of her husband, Lottie, who actually Pan pours the candles. He's the chemist in the situation. Yeah. And then Raymond, who actually is the support that drives the engine, that gives us the seed money to go out there and do it. And she's like, listen, I need a partner on the front line. And I was like, okay, I got your back.
Got it. Okay.
And that's how it kind of happened.
2021, $89,000. Mm-hmm. 2022,
$42,000.
Mm-hmm. What about 2023?
$30,000. Still no marketing or anything.
Driving. When did you come back?
Recently.
This year.
Just now. Just got back.
Mm-hmm. I'm just now back.
How long?
A month.
A month. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. So
we're a month in and here we are.
And here we are.
Look at that. Look
okay.
at God.
Okay.
See that?
Which, I mean, it kind of shows that when you're around, we do 89,000. When mm-hmm. you're not here, nothing happens. And then now you're back and we're going to see what you're going to do with it.
Right. Let's go.
So my biggest issue is with you. Which you're not anything unique, because that's what entrepreneurs do. Most entrepreneurs, right? Something tough happens. I just don't feel like doing it anymore. Mm-hmm. So where's this new, what's the new path moving forward now?
The new path is just to pick off where we left off in the original strategy, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll be honest with you, Dave. I'm the face. I am very uncomfortable with being the face, you know. And I have to, you know, accept that I need to be the face. This is the brand, you know. I need to be the face. With me, it was more of like burnout. The baby wasn't expected. That's a big blessing, don't get me wrong. My son, I love him to death. And it was me trying to figure out what is our place in this world and what where we're trying to fit in our own space, right? So I've done a lot of accelerators in the last 2 years. I haven't been completely sitting down. I've been educating myself on entrepreneurship because I originally didn't set out to be an entrepreneur. I'm a creative.
Real quick, you started the business, right? Mm-hmm. Is like logo and stuff trademarked?
Everything's trademarked. Everything is hand sketched by me. Everything you see, okay. The whole entire brand is done by me and trademarked.
And you said Ray put the money in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my husband and my brother both invested.
Okay. What is the, who owns what in this business?
So my brother and I own 50-50 of mm-hmm. Lareco.
Okay.
We bought in Jen together, mm-hmm. and then myself and my husband makes everything. So he's the product operations guy. And I just handle everything, all the day-to-day and everything else.
Okay, we're going to have a very uncomfortable conversation.
Look, man, I see y'all enjoying the episode, but entrepreneurship is tough, as you can see. But if you want to make more money, get more information, and really have more support, you need a community, okay? Morning Meetup is a community that I've started 6 years ago, where every single morning I'm talking to a group of entrepreneurs, giving them more information, giving them support, and teaching them how to make more money, how to grow their business, okay? We have a book club that you need to be a part of. We have meetups that you need to be a part of. The missing link is connection to not only a coach, but a community, okay? You don't have to join every single morning, okay? But if you wake up this morning, you know that we are there Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, okay? Join our book club. You don't have to speak, you could be quiet, you don't have to have your camera on, but the more you're on, you want people to see your face and connect with us, okay? The morning meetup will get you more money, more information, and more support this year, 2024, okay? So it's only $497 for the entire year. That's 250 calls with the community teaching you how to do this thing called entrepreneurship, okay? So if this interview resonates with you at any point and you say, yo, you know what? The way he's talking to him or the way he's talking to her, I need him to talk to me like that. Well, join us every single morning. And quiet is kept. Most of the people that are on the hot seat come from the Morning Meetup community. You all get priority. All right? So go to themorningmeetup.com. Let's get back to the episode.
Yeah.
You may be the driving force of this business. It seems like, because mm-hmm. It doesn't honestly feel like you're going to do the work. You know what I mean? Like, you might be the creative idea, mm-hmm. but it's essentially on your shoulders, mm-hmm. and you're not coming in on a salary. So what are you coming in for? Why is this not a waste of time for you?
Great question. Initially, it wasn't a waste of time because, number one, I'd be leaving karma. And number two, this is my family.
You'd be leaving karma? What do you mean?
Like, I believe in planting good karma and seeds and then getting those back. So that's just my own personal spiritual beliefs. I believe in that. So I believe that doesn't matter. No work is ever going to go unforeseen because I believe in karma.
Sometimes it does.
Not
sometimes. I'm saying sometimes it does. And I think the stat was 90 or 85% of people that are in court, like people suing each other, are typically people who once had a really close relationship.
Okay, I can see that.
So I'm trying to understand. All right, so you're doing it just to help somebody, but you're a stay-at-home mom, and there's like, you don't have any other dream for yourself?
Do I have any other dream for myself? Great question. I feel like I am. I'm living my dream.
Of doing what?
Of building companies and helping.
Well, you haven't
make
built
a market.
You're about to, you're attempting to build a company with a shaky CEO.
I wouldn't call him shaky.
Which I'm just saying, these two own 50-50. Without you, nothing happens. With you, we got a little more energy. And now we're looking to get more energy. Who's the first person we call? We need to get this thing going. There's only one person.
Right.
So I'm trying to understand what is, like, as it grows, what is your compensation?
No. We plan on eventually, once the business gets to going, then I'll be able to get a salary and make an income.
Yeah. How much?
What's my number? Like off the top of my head?
We haven't talked about that yet. We haven't gotten to that point yet.
Like which off the top is of my head. The problem?
But you know, and you are right, Dave. I'm not, I wouldn't call myself a shaky CEO because I'm pretty sharp.
Track
and I'm
record.
A hard worker.
Track record though. Are you a hard worker?
Very. If you understood, if you were in the day to day, you would realize how hard I work.
Hard working in what area?
Everything. I bust my ass in everything that I do.
So hold on. So you're saying you're giving this business all that you got?
You know what? I am now. I did take a break since I took a break.
Since
but
when though? Well, since when are we like all in?
We're all in since this year. Even last year we did some. We did what we did last. We did the Fearless Fund last year. So since then, but this year's new.
Okay,
going in this year.
What month did we decide to go all in? And when you give me this answer, I'm going to ask you, what did you do in this month that said you're all in? So which month? Because we're now in April. January, you were going hard?
January, I did numbers. I did some numbers, so I wasn't going as hard as I should be.
Okay.
So yeah, that's why I'm in the hot seat. See, that's why I'm
here. For sure, 100%.
You know.
So February, I would imagine, not really going hard. March, yeah. When did they have the conversation with you?
March.
So the last 30 days or so, you're ready. You're going all in.
Yes.
But it's not going to happen with you. So without you. So I'm trying to understand why you won't define your role. Because if, for instance, something else happens, which in life it always does.
Right.
There might be, you feel like you're giving all your marketing ideas and nobody's doing anything. That may feel uncomfortable. You might feel like you're frustrated. So why aren't we having a conversation of, okay, how am I really a part of this?
You know what? That's a great question. So let's have it now. No, I'm just joking.
No, let's have it now.
No, honestly,
hold on.
Okay,
you can't
go ahead,
say that because you have to start. Listen, you are, I can see a very, very sweet person. I think, I don't know if you like, you sage this room. What would you spray it?
You're spraying
a dream around. You are a sweet person and you believe in just doing right by people. And eventually you should probably get tired of that because you're going to get burnt out. It's not, let's have the conversation. I'm just joking. It's let's have the conversation.
Right.
Because, and I think it'd be valuable for you to entertain this conversation because she might be the lifeblood of this whole business. That's what I'm seeing. You need somebody to bounce ideas off of. You need somebody that's going to call you like, yo, girl, let's get up. You need somebody when you say, I don't feel good emotionally. I'm having a baby. Where she says, okay, these are the three things I still need you to do. I'll go do the rest.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
We will be a six-figure company. You're maybe right. A seven-figure company, especially with the success of Ray's podcast. This would be an incredible conversation. So we need to have this conversation.
We do. And we are so tight to the point where we have the hard conversations. So the conversation part is not the hard part because we're very honest with each other, mm-hmm. you know. So it's like she can tell me how she feels, and she can cuss me out. I won't get offended.
She's not going to cuss you out. You know? She seems too sweet.
She knows me. She knows me, and I know her very right. well. So I do mm-hmm. give her the space to say whatever she feels. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell her how I feel, you okay. know. And
so this we got 50-50, right? Mm-hmm. Equity. You as a CEO, mm-hmm. are you in a position where you can say, okay, this is what you want. I think we can work that out. Before we get there, mm-hmm. what do you want out of this?
What do I want out of this? The success of the brand, honestly. Mm-hmm.
That's and if really the brand becomes successful, what do you want out of this?
Personally, what do I want?
Yes.
Tell them what you want, Jen.
I don't
Tell
even
them.
Know what I want, personally, if I'm being honest
you
with
want
you.
Money.
I mean, of course, naturally. Yeah. Of course, we all want to be compensated for our work.
For sure.
So that's for sure, without a doubt. Yeah. But ultimately, this means a lot to me because of what it means. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I can't, it's...
She believes in this
Yeah,
brand.
I just do. I believe in the family structure that we come from, and I believe in what this brand means. And the success of that is on our shoulders and on our backs, mm-hmm. and I'm willing to take it on. And when we get there and become a multi-million dollar company, I know I'm going to be very well taken care of. I'm not confused.
We don't know that. I'm trying to tell you, we don't know that.
We don't know that.
Have y'all ever had it's like a fact. Beef?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have beef.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. We're like sisters.
Let me tell you how beefs become more permanent when you're running a multi-million dollar business. Meaning, y'all building this company, you say something she don't like, she say something you don't like, the devil comes in between mm-hmm. relationships, and then it's like, all right, well, don't call me no more. And you have no equity position in the thing that you built. I'm telling you, that's a very high possibility, and nobody ever feels like it's going to happen until it does.
Right.
Until it does. And that's where contracts come into play.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is we don't have any.
We don't have it.
Which means we need to have this conversation. So yes. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How hard would you go?
This is a hot seat. Whoa. Ain't it?
How hard would you go if you knew you were an owner of this company and not just the owner's friend?
How hard would I go? 1,000%.
1,000%.
It belongs to me.
And if she called you like, hey, I just can't do it right now, what would be your reply? Okay, let's just let it go to waste?
No, I got it. Of course not.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
So with the value that you bring, mm-hmm. what percentage value do you think you add to this organization?
What percentage value?
There's a pie, mm-hmm. 100%. Ray owns a portion because he puts some money in mm-hmm. and he has a platform. There's a slice of this pie that you own and her husband brings value. He makes the stuff. Mm-hmm. For you, what percentage do you think you fit into this pie?
25%.
25%. Mm-hmm. You need to ask for that.
Okay, done. And I know Tiffany will give it to me. I'm not confused.
Will Tiffany give it to you?
I sure will. Mm-hmm.
So do we need to call Ray?
We could call him.
You call him. That's your brother.
You want to call my brother? I don't have
you
my phone.
Where's your phone?
You want to call my brother? Call him.
You got to call the other owner.
Call the other owner and tell them that up, Jen needs her 25%.
Jen needs 25%.
Here you go, Tiffany.
Put the phone to the mic, too. Okay, so put it here.
Hey, baby. Hey, Raymond. Huh? I'm on a hot seat live with Dave, and he wanted me to call you.
Of course, that's my guy.
I got what you up? On a mic. So Dave wants to ask you a question.
No, I don't want to ask him a question. Listen, you as a CEO need to ask a question.
So he's wanting to know
out of it. Whoa. Take me out of this conversation. You're the CEO. You got a decision to make.
So Jen's value to the company, she wants 25%. Right now, you and I own 100% of the business. Is that something that you'll be comfortable doing, giving Jen 25%?
Yeah, I was giving Jen 25% of my 50.
Exactly. That was the concept. Yes.
So, oh,
yes.
Okay. So, Ray, you only own 25%. Jen owns 25%. And you own 50%.
Yep. My husband and I own that 50.
Okay. Is that a fair breakdown?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ray. Hold on, Ray.
All right.
Ray.
Raymond. Don't hang up.
I'm here.
Okay.
So the CEO of this company is going to ask you to do some things other than the money that you put in. She says she needs you to go a little harder on the podcast.
She says she did what? I didn't hear you.
She needs you to go a little harder on the podcast for the promotion of the candles.
I have no problem going hard on the podcast. I told her that. Tiffany,
yeah.
Tiffany knows what this is and why she's there talking to you. This is my sister feeling like she needs to hear another voice outside of mine because I'm the most overpowering one. So no, go talk to people. I'm cool call. With that.
He cool with it.
Good. And she said she's giving me 10% too. Just
she said she's giving me 10% too.
I mean, if everything makes sense, it makes sense. I'm with whatever, as long as it makes sense.
I love it. Yo, Ray, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you, brother.
All right. Hanging up.
Okay. We're going to find an attorney and we're going to draw up this agreement. Congratulations. Give her a round of applause. You're the owner of a company. This is good. Okay. Now, as a CEO of this company, it's time for you to start making stronger decisions. Otherwise, you're going to lose a very, very talented person. Talented people have value.
I know they do. I know.
And if a talented person feels that they don't need you, like you're not adding value, they will leave, especially if she's the lifeblood of this business.
I understand that completely.
Yeah.
I'm very...
All right, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you can keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. It just makes sense. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite? I know you see it. Listen to me. If you have everything scattered in business, you cannot grow. And everything is more expensive when you have more and more processes layered on top of each other, more and more softwares. You got to get out of that. And it will improve efficiency and cut costs. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. That's netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smyrna to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
fair across the board, and I know. I understand that completely. I'm very fair across the board, and I do understand. So, and I'm not trying to rob anybody of their talents and not compensate them. That's not my intention.
Oh well, we're past that. Yeah. I'm just saying, this day moving forward, you're gonna have to be a different CEO.
I know. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, for sure. titles mean nothing. If like she's saying she's CMO and she's not marketing, that's just your friend. She's not the CMO. She's not the chief of anything, right? But you are the chief executive officer, which means this business is going to rise and fail on your back.
It is.
So what do you think your biggest weak point is that that is preventing you from being that CEO that you picture yourself in your head?
Fear.
Of what?
Fear of putting myself out there. I'm a super introverted person. I'm a private person. And I struggle with that part because when you put yourself out there, the world judges you. And I am not keen to accept those type of judgments. And that's something that I am working on within myself. But that is you know, my brother tells me all the time, like, you got to get out more, get away from the kids. You know, come hang out with me two times, you know, sit in my office, just watch me work, you know? So I'm working on that part.
As the CMO, your CEO doesn't want to get out there. They don't want their face out there. Where does your CMO mind go?
Good question. I'm a firm believer that people don't buy into product, they buy into the person. So I've worked diligently with Tiffany to bring that confidence out of her. I think that's why she leans on me so much, is because I do exhibit that confidence in her to kind of put herself out there, to believe in herself, to speak clearly, come up, like, don't run from the light. And so for me, it's just mainly in the back end, giving her that confidence to push, propel herself forward.
And she does that really well.
Without that, we're not gonna be successful.
Yeah, I think you guys have the roles reversed. So, for one, it's not necessarily the CMO that's in the background and the CEO in the beginning, in the front. It could be the CEO should be able to make the decisions and put the pieces together, and the CMO brings things to the forefront. So if you're not comfortable getting your face out there, you still have to be comfortable making decisions. This is what like a CEO does. But she doesn't necessarily have to be the face of the company. You could be the face of the company. If you're more extroverted and you want to be marketing, so people connect to people for sure. But the person that they connect to isn't always a CEO. Actually, very rarely the CEO. Rihanna isn't the CEO. She's the face. There's bigger companies behind her that there's a CMO back there that says, yo, let's put Rihanna in the front. Black empowerment, women empowerment. This is her own brand. She may not be the CEO. So as a marketing brain, you should say, okay, if my CEO isn't comfortable, is it easier to break her out of that comfort zone? Or is it easier to put a strategy around this product and make the product stand on their own? There's a bunch of products that stand on their own. Believe it or not, there's a bunch of people who love Slutty Vegan who have no idea who Pinky is. My man Derek was making millions with Big Dave's Cheesesteak. And nobody knew who he was. To this day, people call him Big Dave. That's not even his name. They don't, which shows me they don't even understand the story of what Big Dave's Cheesesteaks represent. So it's not about the CEO being in the front. It's about you as a marketing officer figuring out a way to lift the brand. And we can lift the brand on the shoulders of a bunch of influential people. Who is this? What is this candle company that the God Show and all of his successful friends keep lighting? It don't got nothing to do with her. But it's up to you to figure out, okay, how we're going to strategically move this company. And then kind of come together with the marketing aspect. So, but you got to start thinking like that too. You can't force somebody to be comfortable. Your objective is to grow the brand. You're not her booking agent. You're not her agent. You're not her PR. You're PR for the company. And I'm telling you, you can grow it without the CEO. Most regular big companies, we have no idea who the CEO is.
I feel that way too. not just because I'm more comfortable not being a face, but I also feel that way that there are many brands that we know, we don't even know what the CEO looks like and what their name is.
Yeah.
But now we're in the age of social media and more, particularly Black entrepreneurs are being the face of their brands, you know? So that was a little struggle for me, but I understand that.
I'm saying that doesn't make it the right move.
Yeah.
Most Black entrepreneurs aren't doing $1 million. And I'm not saying just Black. I'm saying that no. I mean, most businesses aren't doing $1 million.
Yeah.
So we can't follow the blueprint of people who aren't achieving the success that we want. You know what I mean?
I agree.
A lot of people, they're the CEO and the face of it because it's an ego thing. I'm the CEO. I'm the boss.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst way to build a business. Mm-hmm. So this building here, we do a lot of content creation. I'm not on the website. I'm not saying, hey, come check out my building. Because what if somebody doesn't like me? Mm-hmm. I want people who don't like me to come book a space here and to see me walking around here like, I don't like him. Why is he recording here too?
True.
I like it that way.
True.
Okay. So I think there's something deeper though that we gotta, and I want to ask you, what does she need to fix internally? That's causing her to have these waves of motivation. So I think that's what it is, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So some days we feel it, some days we don't. What do you think the biggest issue is?
What do I think the biggest issue is? Honestly, I think it's working from home. Mm. I think working from home has hindered Tiffany from getting a grasp on the world and what else is out there aside from what's inside her world.
Yeah,
and I think that is Tiffany's biggest hindrance.
I also do work outside of the company too.
Where you
work? I am a fashion designer for I'm a freelance fashion designer for a corporation here, and I help them design their clothes and things like that because I'm a designer. That's what I do, and I do work from home, but I do go meet my client from time to time, and that also has probably put a small little hinder on my availability because when I didn't have that, I did go 100% on this. But now I'm at the mindset where I'm like, you know, that can end. I need to be focusing all of my energy here, you know. So that probably, she's right, that part too.
So working from home also, the freelancing, is it consistent income right now?
Yes.
Pretty good. Hey, y'all, I ain't gonna lie, man. They sent me this Eufy lock. Think about being on the couch. Someone rings the doorbell. Your child left their key at school, and they need you to get off the couch to open the door. Well, you don't have to do it anymore with this Eufy lock. You can open, unlock, see who's at the door all on your phone. It's super easy to install. You can set up with just a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling required. It's keyless entry. So it's no more fumbling for your keys when your hands are full coming from the grocery store. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition. Listen, you put your fingerprint on there. Even if you got your bags, you put one finger out there, boop, you get to unlock your door that way. No battery anxiety. You don't have to worry about the battery dying. Quick charging. It's incredible. Also, passcode unlocking and remote control with a 2K clear sight camera so you can see who's at the front door. You're in control anywhere from the app. Enhanced night vision. It's absolutely incredible. No monthly fee either. So unlike other brands that charge a monthly fee, you have recordings locally, and you don't have to pay for the storage. Customer support is on 10. Listen, Eufy is on standby for you 24/7 so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by our professional customer service team. Listen, you can contact them anytime, telephone, email, or live chat, okay? Listen, you need this Eufy lock. You need to look it up. All you have to do is go to the official website, Eufy, EUFY.com. I just ordered mine, okay? I love this product. It is incredible. It's a game changer. It makes life so much easier, right? So if you have a video doorbell already or any smart lock, it's time to replace it. It's time to replace it. So listen, search Eufy, E-U-F-Y, Video Lock. Search Eufy Video Lock. That's E-U-F-Y Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/Video Lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. Okay? You can get a complete control of your front door, your life, back door. Incredible. Okay? So search Eufy, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/Video Lock.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You got money?
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely going to be a hindrance because you don't need this money.
And I have kids. I got to take care of my husband. Sure. We got a family. It's not like, and that's why I tell entrepreneurs, if you don't have a family, go as hard as you can. Because when you start, having a husband or a wife or whatever, and you have kids, it does take up a lot of your time and it does shift your focus on where you need to go as far as financial and things like that.
And who's going to double S operations?
We're still working that out. I'm doing that right now. I'm doing all of that right now. So, yeah. Yes.
What's your husband do? He just makes
he works. Yeah, he makes the product. Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to double. You got kids?
I do.
How many?
Two girls.
You got
my oldest is 19 and my youngest is 13.
Okay, so they're not babies.
No.
How old are your kids?
My oldest is 22. My middle child is 6 and my youngest is 1.
Ooh, you're across the board.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to be the right person, Tiffany, for operations. Because operations say, this is how we move as a company, right? So you're stay at home right now. With a 13-year-old?
Well, yeah, my youngest is in 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. You married?
I'm not, no, but I am spoken for.
So you have a,
mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I was about to say, oh, he getting to the money then. To be stay at home, 13. Yo, first off, when my kids get 13, well, you better go to work.
Right.
She's not going to work. But
there's no need to be hands-on at home. We're not, right.
Oh, for sure. So you're chilling right now.
Exactly.
So you didn't need the money anyway.
Mm-mm.
Okay, all right, that's cool. That explains it. That explains it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got a lot more free time.
I do.
You're going to have to double his operations.
Okay.
Meaning we have a meeting every Monday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
These are the things on our schedule. You are going to have to put a lot into this thing. I'm so glad you got 25% now because you're going to have to do a lot. For real. Because you, like, between your job, your husband, your kids, you don't have the time. You don't even have the time to run this company, actually.
Oh, don't say that, Dave, because that's what I really want to do, but I know I'm, that's a hard
reality.
Yeah.
It's a hard reality.
It's a hard reality because.
Listen. She need 30%. I'm not going to lie to you. Because, like, literally, she's going to have to run this company.
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, so we need to have a meetings on a regular basis. We need to line up all the vendor opportunities over the next couple months. We're going to have to try to find where we can seed some podcasts. We're going to have to, like, find out the financial flow, like where that, like, okay, when the money comes in, how do we separate it? This goes into a savings account, a percentage goes into a savings account, a percentage goes into back into the business, a percentage goes into marketing. You don't got the time to do all that. And who gonna be outside in the streets talking to people?
that's where we're
who gonna make the calls?
Yeah.
The company is gonna like literally rely on her shoulders. You're gonna have to build this business. Because okay. you don't have the time, but based on your experience as an entrepreneur, doubling with the time, you don't have that I'm all in vibe just yet. Emotionally, you do. I believe your head is, this is what I really want to do, but you don't know how to yet navigate your schedule, your kids, your job, your emotions, and this business.
Yes, it's about finding balance that I haven't found yet. And yes, there's no such thing as finding balance. It's just trying to juggle it all.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. But I am very passionate about it.
Without a doubt.
And I know what this can be.
For sure.
And I am going to eventually, as we grow, be available 100%. Because as we grow, of course, the nannies are going to come and step in. Yeah. Because they have to. For sure. I'm not ashamed to say I might need a nanny right. or two. But right now, that's the most difficult spot we're in.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I get it. But now we have to put some benchmarks in place of how much money do we need to get you away from your job, and also making sure everybody's compensated. Ray might need his money later because maybe he's just an investor, and an investor gets money back. Mm-hmm. Maybe not every single month, but we need to hit some sort of targets to where you get some money in your pocket, you get some money in your pocket. I don't care if it's $100 came in. You get $3, you get $3. We good. I like that.
The goal is to hit at least 5 to 6 figures monthly. That's the goal.
Good.
And I know we can do that.
I have no doubt. But it's up to you to put together that plan on how we're going to do it and put that roadmap together.
Okay. I mean, I'm here for it. I mean, I'm not timid or shy or scared.
She's not.
I'm all in. So this is nothing to me. Yeah. And let's go.
Here's the good news.
What's the good news?
It's not role of founder, CMO.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are business partners.
Right.
Which means when you're lacking, you got to put the thing on your back.
Mm-hmm.
If she's going through an issue, like a situation alike, you got to put it on your back. So that's what's cool about this, because you have to be prepared to do all of the work by yourself. You have to be prepared to do all of the work by yourself. And that's the mindset that we have to have. So I don't want us to think, oh, this is my friend helping me with my business. This is your business too, and we're going to have that paperwork on.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, right now, you're going to have to do a lot.
Okay.
You're going to have to do a lot. And let me give you a few things that you need to do. You might want to write down.
Go ahead and record it, Jen.
Business is...
Wait, let me get my recording out.
You'll have the recording.
Okay, we'll have the recording.
But I want you to write it down as notes, because I don't want you to have to listen to this. I want you to like just look at the checklist.
Ready, go ahead.
First thing we got to decide, and I think, and this is, she agrees to 25. If I were you, I would give her 30%. Because right now, until you get like 2 or 3 more years without the baby, a lot of this is going to be on her shoulders. And the happier she is, you want to keep her happy. You want to keep her inspired, okay? I would rather y'all split up 100 million and you got to give her 30 million, but you get 40 million and Ray get 30 million, then we just struggling trying to figure this thing out for a percentage. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to give her that sense of ownership. Okay, you are my business partner, not just my friend helping me, okay? So we need to get the paperwork signed, okay? We need to reach out to a lawyer. Let's get the operating agreement, and let's write up these equity positions. Because I'm telling you, it doesn't seem like it, right? You can't see it right now, but that's going to inspire her to a whole nother level. And y'all will be doing 6 figures easy.
Yeah.
If that was in place before, because she wouldn't have let it fall.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So we'll reach out to an attorney when we leave here, and we get the operating agreement, and we get all the paperwork signed, okay?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Done. Two, we need to create a roadmap for 2024 mm-hmm. this year. What is the goal for 2024?
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about that. We definitely want to be retail ready. Mm-hmm. We're not in retail. Absolutely. We want to have some vending machines in the airport for our sprays mm-hmm. because a lot of people are traveling with them. And we definitely want to increase our DTC too.
Okay. Let's come up with the number. What is the number for 2024, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have to come up with it now, but I'm saying for our checklist, in our next meeting, which you're going to call, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We need to come up with the number. What is our income goal for this year? And as we're coming up with these income goals, we're going to identify what are the avenues that are going to help us get there. Mm-hmm. So all the things that you described, vending and Brave Stadium and all that kind of stuff is cool, but we got to get the low-hanging fruit. We can get on the website now, right? Mm-hmm. What's the
website? The website is www.lorayco.com, and that's LORRAYCO.com.
What's the Loray part?
Loray,
I get Ray, but.
Yeah. So Loray, and my mom and my dad, her name is Lorraine. My dad's name is Raymond.
Okay.
And they couldn't figure out a name to give me. Middle name to give me. So my godmom was saying, put y'all three names together and name her Loray. Because my brother's name is Raymond. My dad's name is Raymond. So it goes down the line. And my mom's name is Lorraine.
Got it. Okay.
So that's where Loray comes from.
Okay. All right, cool. I forgot. That threw me off track. Okay.
Avenues to help us grow. I'm going to bring us right back.
Yeah.
For sure. Love
income
it.
Goal for this year. Avenues that are going to help us grow.
Yes. Avenues is going to help us get to that income goal. Mm-hmm. And then we got to start doing some reach out to different places that that can. I mean, that looks retail ready.
It does.
You know what I mean? It's like beautiful packaging, all that kind of stuff. Okay. Also, we're going to have to identify roles and responsibilities.
What was the outreach for?
Outreach to, so if we say we want to get into retail, mm-hmm. who's making the calls?
Okay.
Because it's probably not a call to the store. It's probably mm-hmm. a call to a company that distributes into the stores. Mm-hmm. And it'd be your
or
job
a broker
to find that.
Or something like that.
Yeah, yep, something like that. Yep.
Got it.
We also need to identify roles and responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's just super unclear. Mm-hmm. And within your situation, we're just going to identify what you can do or what your objective is, okay? Mm-hmm. And you as well. So mm-hmm. we are going to outline roles and responsibilities. Ray needs to be a part of that as well.
Mm-hmm. We can get a meeting.
Say it again?
If we could get a meeting. He's so busy.
I mean,
my brother's like, come to the house.
Somebody, as a CEO.
Yeah.
You need to take a different tone.
I know. I have to just sit him down and just say, hey.
Yes.
This is what we're trying to do. Let's plan it. I know.
A different tone. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to be a CEO?
I am so ready.
Okay.
Dave, I'm so ready.
You need to call. Ray, stop playing.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a multi-million dollar company.
Yeah.
That's on you. That's not on you.
That's on me.
It's on you to call the meeting, mm-hmm. figure out, okay, this is the, everybody got their calendar invites.
I just organize it.
Yeah, it's on
yes.
me.
She
it's
executes
me.
It.
I had to put my foot down.
Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm. Roles and responsibilities. You need to identify how many ads need to go into the God Show or something like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Does he have product placement there? Is it?
No? Yes, and we do have an ongoing commercial. I add that we're like the only commercial right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's running on the God Show.
Good. We need some product placement, all that, just whatever the roles and responsibilities mm-hmm. are. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we run it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
We run it up. You're the person that speaks for you. What do they do?
Say that again.
The person that speaks for you, said you're spoken for.
Oh, okay.
What do they do?
I was like, wait, what? What is their business?
Yeah. What do they do? Are they a business? Is it a business?
Yeah. They're a business mogul.
Really? What do they do?
Mm-hmm. Whatever it takes now.
Well, I guess, I don't know if you want to keep it on the low, but what is their What do they do?
What do they do? An entrepreneur, honestly.
What?
It's an entrepreneur.
I understand, but what does they do? Is it a guy or a girl? So I can use the right pronouns. It's pronouns, right?
It's hot seat. I don't like this seat anymore. Back to
what does the person? What does the person do though?
What is?
I mean, you don't have to say if they're. Is it like a well-recognized company or something that they run?
Is it well-renowned? No, it is not a well.
Okay, so what is it? What is it that they do?
It's in the music business.
In the music business. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you need to get that person. Are they an artist? An executive?
Executive.
Okay. They have artists?
They do.
Need to run that play.
Yeah.
On that play. Mm-hmm. And if they have influence, then, you know, see if they can get together. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, go ahead. They out here running the game.
Very private in my personal life.
Okay, that's cool.
This is about Larae Code, not Jen. No,
it's not about neither one of y'all. It's about the business.
Clearly.
This is the business.
Totally.
The way we build a business, especially in the beginning, we use all of our resources. Mm-hmm. And with both, with, oh my gosh, with the network that all of y'all have, it's really getting to the right person that can blow this thing up. And as long as you're ready, you're shipping people stuff out on time, it's up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're ready to go.
Yes.
This is our revamp. It was never it was never a cut. It was an untie.
Yes. 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 Mm-hmm. I still think y'all was beefing at that time, but I don't really want to get into it. I just know, like, you know what I mean? Y'all beef about something. I don't know what it was. But it was something. You're not going to sit and lie to me. Okay. Y'all got some clarity now?
We got some clarity.
This is good.
This was great.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Can I believe it?
Better than what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
This was.
Yeah. I thought you were going to really, like,
drill down.
Drill me.
Yes.
Now, yeah.
But you did drill me. But I thought, I was like, oh, my God. Like,
you know what? The reason, there's a lot that I want to say, but it's not, there's a lot I can say to you, but it's not going to help you because you already feel bad. You know what I mean? Like, some people come on here and they try to make excuses like they're doing all they can, but you like, yo, I'm dealing with some stuff. I be unmotivated. I don't have to double down on what you already know.
Yeah. Right.
Let's just get to the solution.
She owned it.
Now, I don't know what the clip that I'm going to post on Instagram looks like, but you're not going to like it.
You're going to post the shaky CEO clip, right?
There's going to be some, but you're not going to like it. any other questions? Any questions?
No, we're good.
We're good? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations. Good job, ladies.
Yes, thank you.
If you like the video that you just watched, click this one. You're going to like this one, maybe even more. Click it right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.